There's a door marked in. It might be locked. What do you do? If you're thinking, how much high explosives do I need to blow a bloody big hole in it? You've got the wrong idea. If you're thinking, how much high explosive do we need to blow a bloody big hole in it? Then the army would like to hear from you.
The Cheese Shop presents The Butter Factor from the Sherman Theatre, which is in Cardiff. Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, sexy. Very nice.
Beg your pardon?
You've gone to town, haven't you? No beard, makeup, posh hairdo. I'll be brushing up to you by the photocopier if you're not careful.
Yes, thank you, Peter. Sorry I'm late, everyone. There's only one cubicle in the ladies. Before we start, I take it you all got my memo.
Yes, I did. And I'd like to know that I'm very happy for you. You're still the best area manager this company could hope for.
Thanks, Jim. Derek, you got a copy, I take it?
I did, yes. I think you're very brave.
Thanks, Derek. It means a lot to have your support. Peter?
I don't think I got the memo, darling.
In that case, you must be wondering why I'm wearing a dress.
Well, not really. No, we're all wearing dresses. It's come dressed as a lady day.
Yes, perhaps I could have chosen a better day to make my new start. The point is, I haven't got anyone to sponsor me.
Don't worry about that, I'll sponsor you. You look fantastic, doesn't he, lads, eh?
Peter, perhaps you ought to go and look in your pigeonhole.
I wouldn't mind having a look in her pigeonhole while I'm at it.
Peter, I'm not wearing a dress for Barnardo's. This is how I'll be coming to work tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day.
Washing machine broken down, is it?
I think what Edwina's trying to say...
Hang on a minute. What did you call him?
Edwina. That's how Edward would like to be known from now on.
Peter, please shut up and let me explain. Peter! Actually, Derek, could I just stroke your beard for a second? I need to think.
Certainly.
Thank you, that's much better. Now, I'm sorry you didn't get my memo, Peter. But today is the beginning of a long journey for me. Over the next few months, I plan to undergo hormone treatment and eventually have a full sex change operation. In the meantime, I will be dressing like this, and however difficult it may be, I'd like you to treat me as a woman. Can you manage that, Peter?
Of course I can. I'm sorry about earlier. We're all going to take a bit of time to get used to this, I suppose. Welcome to the company, Edwina.
Thank you very much, Peter. But I am going to have to ask you to take your hand off my arse.
Well, you can ask.
Back all the way with Lord of the Dance by the Rubini Hot Flash 5. Cool jazz on
Itchester Radio.
That about wraps up another all-night jazz odyssey. It's coming up to 6 o'clock a.m. and time for the breakfast show with Godfrey Parker. How you doing, Godfrey? Good to hear it. Still not recovered from the tracheotomy. Nasty. I can imagine. What are you kicking off with? Uptown Girl. Cool.
God, things it would seem have not improved. Look, I think we've got to face facts. Chichester Radio FM's relaunch has been an utter and dismal failure. Programming quality has deteriorated to a level below that of Parkside Primary School FM.
Godfrey's breakfast show has been a great success.
Only with fishermen and the bloody armed forces. The man can't speak.
It's just that...
Lester, he will never speak again, ever.
He's a bit down.
I know. I received a call from a retired radio ham who told me Parker's been drunk all week. Violent mood swings, threats, wild bouts of swearing. Nobody here noticed. We can't go on like this, and that's why I've called you all in. There's no easy way of telling you this. I've sold Chichester Radio FM to the Chinese government. As of Monday, we are a communist radio station.
Hello, I'm David Bowie, and I always listen to... Itchester Radio FM.
Good afternoon. I wonder if I might cash this chain. That's a bit embarrassing, actually. I won the Guess the Number of Coins in the Jar competition at the church fete on Saturday.
No! Oh. You bloody cheat, Vicar!
No. There's exactly £14 worth of copper there.
£13.98.
Oh, dear me. Well, here's another tuppence.
It's no use now. You were wrong. Close but no goldfish, Padre. I guessed £13.98 on the day. I'm keeping it.
What?
I have to say, I was a bit suspicious. 2 pence out, and the only other person to get within £4 is the man who's running the fete, and he's got it spot on.
Look, if you'll just give it back, I'll go somewhere else.
Come on, Vicar, fair play. He's won.
No, I won. The competition's over. It's far too late.
Well, why don't you have a play-off? Just put some of the coins in a bag, have another guess.
No, I've won.
You're not being very fair, Vicar. Come on, we'll let these two have a go as well. Make it interesting.
Yeah, I'll have a guess.
Yeah, I'll have a guess.
Yeah, now hang on.
Excellent. Nearest the total wins, but you have to be under. If you're over, you're bust.
Yes, I'm perfectly well aware of how the game works. Oh, all right, come on then.
Good. Here we go. Your guesses, gentlemen, please.
4 shillings and 6 pence.
Guessing in old money disqualified, Godfrey.
Oh, that's a bit odd, isn't it?
All right, I'll have £3.70.
Vicar?
Well, let me have a feel of it, then. Oh, I don't know. £4.12.
And I'll have £4.13.
Oh, you utter tosser.
Vicar!
Well, can't you see what he's done? I've got to get it spot on now, or I can't win. That is out of order. Godfrey, in your opinion, was that fair?
Don't talk to me, I'm disqualified.
Oh, I see. Yes. Well, you can kiss goodbye to a place in heaven, you old git.
Steady on, Bigger. Now, let's get this over with. I don't believe it.
What?
£4.12.
Ha 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 ha! Take a dose of the unluckies, all of you!
There you go, Vicar. Well done.
Oh, well, yes, thank you. I'll see you all on Sunday.
Okay, if it's a one, we jump in the river.
Okay.
If it's a two, we nick a car.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
A three, we set fire to a letterbox.
Okay. Yes.
If it's four, we go shoplifting women's underwear. A five, we go to the pub in the new.
Oh, come on. Come on.
And if it's a six, we just stay in for the evening.
Okay. I'll stick the kettle on then, shall I? Oh,
there's some pizza. No, come on. Best of three.
Oh, okay.
Anything good on the telly?
What do you want on the pizzas?
All right, look. We stay in for an hour. Then, if it's a one, two or a three, we kidnap a cat.
Right, yeah.
If it's a four or a five, we paint next door's car pink. And if it's a six, we break into the zoo and play with a penguin.
Excellent.
And if it lands on its side, then we stay in.
That shag pile's a right bugger, isn't it?
Unbelievous. Every Friday night for 4 years and the dice always bloody tells us to stay in.
No, right, no. I've got it this time, right. It's a one, two, three, four, five or a six, yeah? We'll nail our nuts to the table, yeah? And if the dice changes into a big bag full of cash, we'll stay in.
I like it.
Yes!
Yes!
We get
yes!
A four! Yes! Neo, what was four again?
It was nail our...
It was nail,
It was stay in, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Stoat Rest Home. This is where you lot have come to die. Hopefully in your sleep. Before you do, there are just a few things I'd like to say. Dotted around the place, you'll find copies of the rule book. There are two sorts. One is about the size of a Gideon's Bible. The other is a large print version for those of you who can't be bothered to open your eyes. It's about the size of 15 Gideon's Bibles. Please read it. There's always some idiots who don't. Please do. It makes our lives easier. Having said that, I do realise it's a big book. Most of you will have passed away before you reach chapter 3, Use and Misuse of the Stairlift. So if I can, I would like to just say a few words on that particular subject. You lot have been with us for under 24 hours. Now, in that time, I've noticed the stairlift has already been used once. Can I ask who that was? It was you, sir. Why? Why did you use my stairlift?
I needed to go to the toilet.
Needed or fancied?
Needed.
Read my lips, pal. I know it's fun, but it's not a toy. That stairlift is a miracle of engineering. I knocked up myself out of a four-stroke combustion engine and a wheelchair I found in someone's bedroom. It runs on four-star petrol. It doesn't have a catalytic converter. And every time you use it, it emits lead and carbon monoxide into the corridor, poisoning the atmosphere for the rest of us. So before you use it, please just think to yourself, is my journey really necessary? Can I wait till lunchtime? Could I instead use the public conveniences in town? Any questions? Yes, you.
Are the toilets in town rather dangerous?
Yes, which is why I'll be running a self-defence class every afternoon in the lounge. By the end of your stay here, not only will you be dead, you'll also be fully conversant in the ancient Chinese art of kung fu. A word of warning, though. Self-defence is about standing up to bullies. However, it empowers you with certain techniques that can, in the wrong hands, be lethal. If I catch any of you using what you've learned from me to make an attempt on my life, I don't care how old you are, I'll kick you so hard you won't come down till next week. Is that clear?
Yes, Mr.
Stone. Right. All that remains for me to say is this is a rest home. I'm going upstairs to have some rest. If you've still got your gas masks from that wonderful war you all keep going on about, I suggest you put them on now. See you at lunchtime. Oh, and if social services call, remember, you're having the time of your lives.
Okay, listen up! Today is a very special day for everyone here at Oklahoma State Penitentiary. We got ourselves a very special visitor. None other than one of this country's greatest singer-songwriters from the 70s. I'm talking about Ted Ruby! Yep, Mr. Lovely Lady himself! Now, Mr. Ruby's currently doing a national tour of specially selected prisons. Prisons he's done a spot of time in himself, actually.
Hey, I was framed.
Okay, so let's welcome Oklahoma State Pen Alumnus, Ted Ruby!
So this is where you've been hiding. No wonder my record sales are on the slide. Anyway, this is for anyone who's ever served a stretch, and I guess that pretty much covers everyone here. If I could turn back time, I'd forgive each and every one of you your crime. You may feel like I am wishing for the moon, 'cause all I can give you is a tune. But you were wrong. Just listen to my song. Oh yeah! You find yourselves repenting at leisure for various crimes, but that don't mean you should do without pleasure just 'cause you're inside. Now I know you're there's light at the end of the tunnel, and I'll help you dig. Hands up if you're partial to a drop of Jack Daniels. Help yourself to a swig. It's not the recommended diet, but you gotta be fueled up if you're gonna partake in a riot. Go on! Right, boys, right! Give them hell! Give them hell! If I could turn back time. I'm Ted Ruby, my job here is done.
A pint of bitter, Gov?
Yes, yeah, certainly. Are you on business?
No, I just popped over for a quick drink. Better make it a half. If I'm not back in Saudi by 8, my wives will kill me.
And for my modern piece, I'd like to perform the frank exchange of views between brothers Philip and Grantham Mitchell, EastEnders, November the 7th, 1993. The scene occurs in a lock-up garage.
Thank you, Clive. We don't need to hear any more.
You'll let me know, will you?
We'd like to give you the part of Macbeth, if you're available.
Sir, you could at least have the decency to tell me to my face that I'm not what you're looking for.
Clive, we'd like you to be our Macbeth. You're perfect.
What? No. Don't torture me like this. Just let me go.
No, we like you, Clive. You're good. You've really got something.
I haven't worked for 17 years. How dare you tell me you're good? You've really got something.
You have really got something.
Stop it. Don't play with me like this. Casting me as Macbeth. You must think I'm some sort of idiot you can have a cheap laugh at. Well, I'm not. I'm a trained actor, and I've been taught about people like you.
Clive, you're making a big mistake. We want to give you the part. Why don't you go away and think about it, and we'll call you.
No. I'm not leaving this room until you tell me. I'm too old, my face doesn't fit, and anyway, you were really looking for someone with a driving license and a catering qualification.
I'm beginning to have my doubts about this guy.
He does seem a bit unstable. Maybe the pressure would be too much for him.
Clive, listen. We do have a few other candidates we want to see before we make any firm decisions.
Yes, here comes the excuse.
No, we like you a lot. We just don't know whether you've got the right face.
Also, you mentioned earlier that you can't drive. That could be a problem. The part on offer is Macbeth stroke minibus driver.
We'll let you know.
At last. Thank you. It was a pleasure working with you. Can I put this audition down on my CV? Thank you.
Itchester. Ines Communist Radio.
Coming up later on the Chichester People's Party Radio FM, there's a change to our advertised programme. There will be no show by the angry satirists tonight due to their continuing re-education in Beijing. Instead, there's a chance to hear government-approved Chinese comedians Yin and Yang. This week we find them casting a wry eye over capitalism and cocking a snook at Western values. With their humour. But that's later. With the time coming up to midday, it's over to Jack Peters for the chart countdown.
Greetings, rice pickers. It's chart time. In with a bullet at number one in the Hot One countdown, a non-mover, that's right, it's the People's Republic of China and National Anthem.
A
I'm not allowed to talk over this one.
I'm very proud of him. Yes, he's just invented some move or other that, if used correctly, can save lives. And it's been named after him, yeah. And as a father, that makes me so proud. Ah, this will be the boy now. I must congratulate him at once. Not just for me, but for the whole Heimlich family. Now immortalized by his maneuver. Thank you for telephoning me. Son!
Father, embrace me!
Why cannot you hug properly like the other boys?
Sorry, Father, I'll get ein Dustpan und brush.
All right, boys. Steve Davis here. Not the Steve Davis, obviously. I'm not the snooker player. I am Steve Davis, agony uncle. And this week, my first letter is from... It's from confused, but still hard. And he's in Clacton. He writes... All right, Steve. I like cooking. Now, I've had a good look in my trousers, and I'm pretty sure I'm a fella, so there must be something wrong. Can you help me with my perverse culinary tendencies? Yeah. Well, confused, but still hard. The thing is not to panic. There are many organisations that have been set up to help people like yourself. So get a pen, because I'm going to read a couple out. Right. First one is called, Oi, mate, stop acting like a bird. And their number is 0181 36 24 36. The second one is Rediscover Your Nuts, and that's on 0898 20509. Not a very memorable number, that, but apparently it spells out gonads on an old phone. Not such a humour. If neither of them work, put on a dress and get used to it. Dealt with. Next letter. My next letter is from... It's from Daniela McDermott in Braintree. She writes... Dear Steve... Easy girl, I am married. Dear Steve... I'm very worried about my lovely husband, Nutjob. He's been getting drunk and starting fights down the boozer, so that's all right. But I can't help noticing that he hasn't been watching football for the last couple of weeks. Does this mean he's got a low sperm count? No. This is a problem that most men experience every year between May and August. It's because there ain't no football on. It ain't because he's running on unleaded. No, hang on. World Cup's on. Yeah, he's firing blanks. Dump him. Dealt with. Well, that's it for me. Be good. If you can't be good, you'll have me to deal with. Steve Davis. Ta-da.
I have searched for years, and now at last I find you. It is too much for me. I have waited my whole life for this moment. I cannot believe my search is finally at an end.
My long-lost son! Letting you be adopted was the hardest decision of our lives. I'm overjoyed that you have found me.
And what of my brother? What has become of him?
Ah, well, now, this is him now. He has become world famous for his maneuver, you know. We're all very proud of him. Son!
Father, embrace me!
No! Why should I have all the fun? Embrace rather your long-lost twin.
Brother!
I'll get the dustpan and brush. You two have lots of catching up to do.
Hello, I've come to pick up my photos.
Right, what name is it, sir?
Johnson.
Ah, Mr. Johnson, yes. Do you remember what the photos were of?
Let's think. There was one of my wife in front of the Eiffel Tower.
So it would have looked a bit like this.
Possibly, yes. A few other people around.
A few other people, okay. Was it sunny?
Yes, it was wonderful.
Okay, nice big sun in there. Okay, so
So it basically looked like that?
More or less, I suppose, yes.
Right, there you go. What about the next one?
Where are my photos?
Oh, we've lost them, sorry. Now, I do a very good Arc de Triomphe.
We didn't go to the Arc de Triomphe. The next one was of a sunset over Lake Victoria with a flock of multicoloured parrots flying over a lake of tiger-striped fishes chasing blue and yellow dashes, all tails, fins, wings and bubbles.
There you go.
It just says overexposed.
Yeah. As were the rest. That'll be £7.50, please.
I am now required by law to ask whether there is any person present who knows any just reason or impediment why this man and this woman may not be joined together in holy matrimony. If there is, may they speak now or forever hold their peace. Whew, that was lucky. In that case, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride. Go on, give her a cuddle as well.
Yes, I'm not sure that's such a good idea, actually.
Nonsense. Go on, Professor Heimlich. Give her a hug. Oh, no, I've only just cleaned this place.
It's okay, Vic. I have a dustpan and brush right here. Just in case.
The Butter Factor was written and performed by The Cheese Shop, who are Gerard Foster, Dave Land, Orton Sutton, Tim Berender, Ben Ward and Richard Webb. The producer was Adam Tandy.
The news is good. Your wife has presented you with a bouncing baby boy. Please, come through. It's time for you to meet your son. Oh. Here he is. Would you like to hold him?
Yes, I'm not sure that's such a good idea.
Mr. Heimlich, I think the professor is more than entitled to hold and maybe even hug his own baby.
Oh, fine, as long as you have a dustpan and brush.
What?
Oh, he's so beautiful.
Look out!